Praise God. Let's just pray. Father, we just thank you for the word this morning. Lord, I pray that you just speak into each of our hearts, Lord. And Lord, because our heart is this year, Lord, we do want to go deeper with you. And so, Father, we commit ourselves now to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I want to read a passage of scripture from 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verses 6 to 16. And so I just want to read this. Obviously, our theme for the year is going deeper. And I want to really just lay some groundwork about us going deeper in the things of God. And so this is the Apostle Paul speaking. And so he's talking about a message now. He's talking about some deeper things. We do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. No, we declare God's wisdom, a mystery that has been hidden and that God has destined for our glory before time began. None of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory. However, as it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things that God has prepared for those who love him. These are the things that God has revealed to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except their own spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the spirit of who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us. And this is what we speak, not in words taught to us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities with Spirit-taught words. The person without the Spirit does not accept these things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness, and they cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. The person with the Spirit makes judgments about all things, but such a person is not subject to merely human judgments. For who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. So I want to talk a little bit about this passage this morning and about the deep things of God, because we want to go deeper. We want to go into the deep things of God. And I want to talk about what they are, and I want to talk about really us being positioned that we can actually go into the deep things of God. What do we actually mean by that? We've already spoken a bit about those things on the first week of Vision Sunday. If you missed that, remember you can always go online and listen to anything that you've missed so that we're all on the same page. You don't get behind where we are as we're going through things. But the deeper things of God, and it's telling us that these things are spiritually discerned. And so if we really want to go deeper with God, we want to be deep spiritually, have a deep spirituality, obviously we have to be ones that are born again. We have to give our life to Christ, commit ourselves to Christ, receive the forgiveness of our sins, repent of the sin, and receive the forgiveness of what we've done and receive what Jesus did, which was dying on the cross in our place for our sin. We need to be born again. We need to be born of the Spirit and so that we're able to spiritually discern the things that the Lord has, these deeper things. And what are these things? Well, the scripture tells us that the deeper things, in verse 13, it says these things are spiritual realities. So we're not talking about airy-fairy, philosophical, mumbo-jumbo, super-spiritualism. We're talking about realities. And whenever you say the word reality, it's real. It's something it's got substance. It's got something that's got life. It's something that's got depth to it. It's something that's for real. It's not some theoretical thing we're talking about. We're talking about things that are deep and that are real. And the scripture goes on and it tells us, well, what are these deeper things? If we're going to go deeper, we want to get deeper in the things of God. And we've looked at areas, our deeper devotion in our own walk, our deeper dedication and the way that we outwork that, and a deeper desire to see other people coming into the kingdom of God. But this passage actually tells us really the substance of the deeper things that we really want to go into, that we want to go deeper into. And the first thing that this passage tells us is right there in verse 12. It tells us that what we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us. And so that's really one area that we want to go deeper into, knowing what God has already given us. And so it's not a matter of us obtaining to something extra or some extra thing that we have to grab a hold of. It's actually a revelation and a realization of what already has been given to us in Jesus Christ. It's what's already been given to us. And our Christian journey, as I said, as I've said many times, is not so much a process of trying to add all this extra stuff to us, but it's more an understanding of what Christ has already done for us and the character of Christ within us. Now, as we grow in Christ, we become a more and more Christ-like, of course, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that in a little while. But really, our Christian journey is an understanding journey. It's an understanding of who God is and who we are in Christ. That's the process. And so if we're going deeper and deeper in the things of God, it's knowing what God has already done for us and knowing that we want to be everything that God has made us to be. Well, the main part of that is understanding who God is and who He has made us to be, what He's invested into us, what He's given to us. He's filled us with His Spirit. He's put His very life within us. And so we're on this journey of revelation and realization of what has already freely been given to us. The book of Philemon, verse 6, it says, I pray that your partnership with us in the faith may be effective in deepening your understanding of every good thing we share for the sake of Christ. And so we want to go deeper in the understanding of what Christ has already given us. And as I said, it's not a journey of attainment. Now, there's things that we're going to have to do. Don't get me wrong there. There's some choices that we're going to have to make, some things that we're going to have to deal with. There's some decisions and things that we're going to have to work through. And so we do have to make some changes. But at the end of the day, it's about a deeper revelation and understanding of who we are in Christ and what Christ has accomplished. So that's where we're talking about going deeper. The Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, so that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is part of the deeper things of God. And part of that journey that we're on is to have a greater understanding and revelation of that. And the second thing, and for time I have to go fairly quickly this morning, is found in verse 9 where it says, however it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things that God has prepared for those who love Him, these are the things that God has revealed to us by His Spirit. And so also going deeper then, it has that whole aspect of what has already been given to us, what has been done in Christ, who we are in Christ, understanding, deepening that. And the other part of that is having a deeper understanding what God has prepared for us. And so what God has prepared for us, well, we know that God has prepared for us eternal life. We know that we have, and the scripture tells us that there's many mansions, there's rooms that's been prepared for us. We know all of those things, but there's some things also that we want to grow in. Remember, the scripture says that we've been created in Christ Jesus to do good works that He has prepared in advance for us. And so we want to understand more, okay, God, well, there's things that you want me to do. There's things that you want me to walk in and work in and to minister in and to live in and to love in and things that you want me to touch, Lord. And so a part of going deeper is having more of a revelation of what are the things that God has called us to. And we think about really, we looked at the heart of the church. We've talked about that over the last couple of weeks when we talk about really about being and about doing, that being everything God made us to do. We talked about people becoming mature in the things of God and growing in character, growing in maturity, and then also about doing the things that God has called us to do. Really, those things really come through the whole theme of Scripture. They're not just the heart of the church, it's the heart of the Word of God. And so here we see what God has already given us, what He's freely given us, but the things that He has prepared for us to do. And what consequence of going deeper in God is that there's going to be an outworking of that in our life. And it's not going to be a monk on a hill and, oh, I'm really deep, I'm super spiritual, I'm the monk on the hill. You go deeper in God, your love for people is going to grow. Your heart to see people coming into the kingdom of God. Even the exercise we just did, writing down those names and praying, wasn't just an exercise, it's a decision that we're making. We're going to follow these people up, we're going to care for them, we're going to love them and see them come into the kingdom of God. That's our heart. And so God is really wanting us to go deeper in these two areas particularly, where it says about the things that He's given us and the things that He's prepared us to do. Because you've been called to make a difference, amen? Amen. 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 That's exciting, isn't it? Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Three people just woke up. Praise God, Father. That was very good. We want to make a difference, and God has called us. And so as we're going deeper in the things of God, you're going to be more effective in your daily life, more effective in the things that God has called you to. Colossians 2, verses 2 and 3, it says, "My goal is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge." And so our heart is that we want to be able to be ones that go deeper into the things of God. And the bottom line is that these things, these deeper things that we're talking about, look, there's a whole lot of nonsense that goes around where people talk about these an end time company of believers, these super spiritual elite, that these ones are going to usher in the end times of God, and there's this secret knowledge that they possess. Well, there is no end time, there's no secret or exclusive knowledge for some end time super spiritual elite. That's nonsense. It's not, there's those who think, oh, I'm one of the chosen ones. God has made special revelations to me. He's shown me things that he hasn't shown you. And therefore, I am far better than you. And our Christian journey is never about being better than anyone else. It's always about being the best that we can be, that God has made us to be. And so it's not this super spiritualism. It's actually knowing in Christ. And it says it's hidden in Christ. In whom hidden are all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. It's in Christ. If we want to go deeper, we've got to go deeper into Christ. We've got to go deeper into our Lord and Savior, deeper into the things of God, deeper into Christ. And so there's no secret. We're not talking about becoming a super spooky person, all right? And not make you more special than anyone else. It's to be the best that God has made, be what God has made us to be. And we want to go deeper and deeper in the things of God. And it's in Christ. It's got to be in Christ. If it's not of Christ, then we don't want it. It's got to be of Christ. And the scripture tells us that these things, it says in verse 8, that the rulers of the age didn't understand it. For if they did, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. And there was things that were hidden. There were some things. Paul talks about the mysteries that have been revealed into to these times. And that revelation, the mystery, is Jesus Christ, the salvation that we have in Jesus Christ. And it was a hidden, but in verse 10 it tells that these are the things that are revealed by the Spirit of God. And so we're born again, then we've been born of the Spirit, and then we've been subsequently filled with the Spirit of God. We are well positioned to be ones that are able to grab a hold of all of these things that the Lord has that are revealed by His Spirit. And verse 13, it tells us these things are taught by the Spirit. And so we have the capacity, the Holy Spirit will show us things, and then the Holy Spirit will teach us things. And that's how we go deeper and deeper in the things of God. And the things of God are declared in the Word of God. God's not going to give you any revelation that is outside the Word of God. He's not going to show you anything that goes beyond the Word of God. And that's the counsel of God is made known to us. And so if we really want to go deeper and we want to be led of the Spirit and discerning all that I am in Christ and what God has for me and all that God has had for me, then I better get into the Word of God. That's a good place to start. And we're doing a fantastic study at Grow Groups, in which we already started that last week. It's a great study. And you're missing out, so don't miss out. Go get along to Grow Group. Fantastic study about going deeper, because we're serious about going deeper and deeper in the things of God. So getting in the Word of God. And then finally, verse 16, it talks about, says, we have the mind of Christ. And so where it says these things are not eyes seen or no ears heard, no human being is conceived, who can instruct the mind of God? Who can know God's heart? Well, the scripture is saying here, yeah, we can know God's heart. We have the mind of Christ. We're actually able to understand it, to go deeper, not because of we're special people or God has separated us out in some special way. It's because if we just grab a hold of what Christ has done and have a heart then to go deeper, we're going to touch things. It says we have the mind of Christ. And so we're able to understand what God's heart is. And even in the circumstance and situation that you're facing, you can open your heart and the Lord can actually give us guidance. These are realities. These are practical things as well. So as I said, that actually makes a difference in our life. And so as believers, there are deeper things in God. That's the first thing I wanted to say. Second thing is it's accessible to all of us. It's not just as, oh, this is for pastors or leaders or it's for this or for this one. No, it's for every believer. It's accessible to that. There's no super spiritual elite. And if anyone tells you anything different, just smile and walk away, because it's not right. It's not true. We're all able to grab a hold of things because of Jesus Christ, and we are filled with the Spirit of God. The main question I want to ask this morning in the few minutes I have left is that, are you ready to go deeper? And if I ask that question, you'll say, yes, we're ready to go deeper. Well, let's see whether you really are ready to go deeper. Now, I trust our heart is that we really do want to go deeper, but it does actually require something of us. There is some things that we need to do in our own life. As I said, the deeper things are knowing what Christ has done, who we are in Christ and who he is, the revelation of that, what has already been freely given to us. But also the other thing, things that he's prepared for us. So leading us into areas where he wants us to make a difference, where he wants to have impact, even internal impact. And tell you what, you want to make an internal impact, get someone into the kingdom of God. And in heaven, I'll be the first one to thank you. Thank you so much. You know, what a wonderful thing, you know. But what a sad thing is that you worked with me for 30 years and not once did you even tell me. Do not want that. So let's have a heart for people. Are you ready to go deeper? And really, to go deeper means really about growing up, not being a little baby anymore. And unfortunately, within the body of Christ, there are people who want to stay as little babies. Now, look, it's nice being a baby. I actually enjoyed being a baby, to be honest, not that I can remember too much. But it isn't a great, like, food whenever you want it, just scream, wee! Food, bang, instantly. I'm a bit uncomfortable because my nappy's a little bit wet and whatever else, and wee! Bang, instant nappy change. Fantastic, this is great. All my needs, I'm a bit tired, just, I never sleep now, bang. And I can explore and I can go around and I can do, and it's really exciting. But there's a time to grow up. Some Christians don't want to grow up. And actually, they just go around and just are the same person. Well, we're about grow church. We're about growing in the things of God. We're going to move along beyond some basic things. There's some basic things. Hebrews 6 gives us a list of some basic Christian doctrines. It says, therefore, let us move beyond the elementary teachings about Christ, about salvation in Jesus Christ, and be taken forward to maturity. That's what we're on about. We'll grow church. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts that lead to death. So about coming to Christ, getting, receiving salvation and repenting from sin. And of faith in God, about how important it is to trust God and have faith in him. Instruction about baptisms. We need to be baptized. And I trust that if we're not baptized, you want to get baptized, because it's a basic fundamental thing of a believer is to be baptized. And by full immersion, if you haven't done that, we've got a baptism coming up in April. So if you haven't been baptized, then do that. That's really important. The laying on of hands. And so when we lay hands on people, we pray and believe for people to be healed, touched, filled with the Spirit of God. The resurrection of the dead. And eternal judgment. And ultimately, we know Jesus is coming back. We know that. And we know there will be a day of judgment. For those who know Christ, there'll be a day of judgment for reward only. For those who don't know Christ, then the books are laid bare and everything they've ever done in their life. And that's why we want to see people come to the kingdom of God. We don't want that for anyone that we love and know. And so there's some basic things that we move on between. Now, some people are new in the faith. And for some of these people, if you're a new Christian, then that's fine. You are the baby. The scripture describes you as a spiritual infant, as a baby. And you need to learn and you need to grow and you need to get baptized and walk through those processes. So remember, every one of us is on a journey. Some are starting their journey and some are, and they need to know those simple things about the things of God. But they need to know that. Some of us have been around a little bit longer and there's some other things that the Lord really wants us to grow in and develop in and understand in God. We can't stay as a baby. A new Christian, well, praise God for new Christians. Praise God for them. And they've got to learn, and it's our responsibility to help nurture, encourage those ones that are new in the faith. But if you've been around for a little while, then there's a point where we have to grow up and we have to mature in the things of God. And if we really want to go deeper, then we have to do that. We have to not, Paul, the writer of Hebrews, a person who believes Paul, others, it's not really sure, he doesn't know, and signs off the writer of Hebrews, but it's saying let's move away from that, let's get into some deeper things. And really one of the tests of how deep we are going in God is our own character, because a deeper Christian will have a deeper character. If you're still worldly in all your ways and behavior, you're very shallow. You may be a baby Christian, and that's the thing, we've got to be very careful not to judge people, because a baby Christian doesn't really know. Just because they gave their heart to the Lord doesn't mean instantly they're a spiritual giant. They know all this stuff and all of these things in their lives. They've got to learn that. They've got to learn some of these things. And so we've got to be very careful that we're not judging other people and putting them down to think, oh, hang on, they're supposed to be a Christian. But look, they're still doing this, they're still doing that. Well, the Lord worked upon you and give them the same time as you had for the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit in your life. Let that work in them as well. And so people are at different stages, they're learning, but you can't stay there. We've got to grow in the things of God. And that's why it's great to get to Grow Group if you really want to grow. But a deeper Christian will have a deeper character. It will reflect that out of our lives. It'll affect our attitudes. It'll affect our behavior. It'll affect our thought life. It'll affect our words. In fact, everything that we do, there's an impact on that. Because we're talking about spiritual realities here. It's not theory. This is things that have substance, have depth, and have are applicable in our lives. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 to 4, and this is a pretty sad little scripture, actually. They had the Corinthian church were very enthusiastic. They were very, very enthusiastic. But later on, he had to bring correction in some of their things where they just sort of a little bit of chaos and disorder. But there's a frustration in Paul as we read this passage from 1 Corinthians chapter 3. It says, brothers and sisters, I could not address you as people who live by the Spirit. Remember, the scripture says, you know, we're alive in Christ, and we want to walk with the Spirit. We want to become more and more like Christ. I could not address you as people who live by the Spirit, but as people who are still worldly, mere infants in Christ. So that's a good thing to note, though, that infants in Christ, there may be some worldliness still in their life. And so don't judge them for that if they're a new Christian. But if they've been around for a while and they've still got childish, worldly behavior, then that's a problem. And that needs to be dealt with in our lives. He says, still worldly, mere infants in Christ. I gave you milk, not solid food. And part of going deeper is actually moving beyond just the milk of the word. Now, milk is very important for a baby. You don't give a baby milk, that baby is going to die. It needs milk, and a new Christian needs milk. They need to know how much God loves them, and they need to know that Jesus is coming back, and they need to know about yet to get baptized and all of the things that for a new Christian. But if we've been around for a while, we can't be ones that are just milk lovers. And a lot of the stuff, as I said, there's nothing wrong with those daily devotions, and it's great if you're doing those, and I encourage you to do it. But a lot of that stuff is milk. There's not a lot of depth in that stuff. It's just you need to get into the Word of God yourself as well. It says, I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for it. And so there is milk, which are the simple things of God, but there's the meat of the Word of God. And going deeper means you want to get into the meat of the Word of God. You're not just satisfied with the milk. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people that just want milk, as I said. And one church, we got chocolate milk. Oh, I love that church. I get chocolate milk. And this church, we got strawberry milk over here, and we just want milk. But can I tell you, chocolate milk is still milk. Strawberry milk is still milk. However you flavor the milk, it's still milk. We want to grow far beyond in the things of God and move away just from the milk of the word. And so, yeah, for babies, that's why we want to disciple them, those new Christians, that they may grow in the things of God. But we want to, if we really want to go deeper, we want to go deeper into the Word of God. And you need to do that yourself. You need to do that. A little baby, you feed a baby. An adult, you don't sit there feeding an adult. An adult, they actually have their own meal and they will eat the meal themselves. And I encourage you to do that. I gave you milk, not solid food, because you're not ready for it. Indeed, you're still not ready. You're still worldly. For since there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not worldly? Are you not acting like mere humans? So his admonishment to them is, guys, you're still acting like people in the world does. Your responses are still like people in the world. The way you behave is no different from anyone else in the world. You might go to church on Sunday, praise God for that, but there's no difference to anyone in the world. And this is Paul's heart. I'm sure Paul was grieved by this. He's saying, you're still worldly, for since there is jealousy and quarrying among you, are you not worldly? Are you not acting like mere humans? For one says, I follow Paul, and another, I follow Apollos. Are you not mere human beings? And so these are Christians. But Paul is telling them, and they're new Christians. Well, he's actually saying, well, actually, you're acting like new Christians, even though you're not anymore. You should have been having on solid food. And Paul was saying to them, look, I'd love to tell you some deeper things about the things of God, but you guys, you're still worldly. You're still acting like babies, even though they're not babies. As I said, don't judge anyone who's a new Christian, because they're learning. They don't know. They don't know. They've got to learn. They don't have instant revelation of everything in God the moment they get saved. They're on the journey now of discovery of who they are and what God has prepared for them. So we never judge that. But if we're someone who's been around for a while, as Paul talking to these Corinthians, I want to really should be giving you solid food, but I have to keep giving you your milk. And we ones that really want to grow, because we want to go deeper. And so there's a worldliness. So going deeper affects our character. It actually changes who we are. If we are deeper in the things of God, our character will be different. And so there's an admonishment there. There was jealousy among them. There was quarreling. And there was division among them. And we can look at our own hearts and say, well, Lord, yeah, am I still worldly in some things? Maybe it's not quarreling. Maybe it's not jealousy. Maybe it's not being divisive and whatever it is. But maybe there's some other things in our life where we've allowed some worldliness in our own hearts. And you can get away with that if you're just going to be a milk person. Because, oh, well, they're just a baby Christian. But you're not a baby Christian. You've been around for a little while. And so there comes a point where we have to deal with some stuff in our life and say, I'm going to deal with worldliness in my life. Because if I really want to go deeper in the things of God, I cannot be behaving like a baby Christian who doesn't know anything, and particularly when I do know better. And the reality is a lot of us have been around, well, we know better. We do know better. And yet we can allow some worldliness in our lives, living like people of the world, talking like people of the world, being just like the people of the world, and not actually ever really growing, but staying at that point. And Paul's frustrated, saying, guys, I want to give you solid food. I want you to go deeper, but you're stuck here because of worldliness. And really, the challenge for each of us, yeah, we need to know that there are some deeper things in God. And yes, it's for every believer. That's not reserved for some super spiritual people, but for every one of us to walk in this. And that's why we want to deal with issues of worldliness in our life. And it's an interesting cycle, because the deeper we go, the more it affects our character. And the more our character is affected, the more deeper we want to go. And as we go deeper, the more that affects our character. But if we're caught in worldliness over here, we're not going to go anywhere. We're just looking for our own pleasures, our own wants and needs to be satisfied. He hurt me. I'm hungry. Like, not a good look. And so if you're serious about going deeper, then all of us need to look in our lives and say, Lord, is there any baby behaviors that I still have? Now, I'm not saying that any of us are perfect. And Paul, even Paul said, you know, at the end of it, he says, not that I've already made it. All right, so none of us are ever going to be able to stand and say, look at me, I'm perfect. All right, if anyone says that, they're not perfect, because they're not humble for a start. But we none of us can say that. But we want to get closer. We don't want to stay here. And maybe there's some things in our own lives and hearts where we've got some baby attitudes. You know, like really it's childish. We take offense so easy. You know, they looked at me sideways and I'm upset, or whatever it is. Or, you know, we like gossip. You know, we're a bit of a gossip. Oh, get some juicy gossip. Or whatever worldly thing that it is. Maybe it's your attitude. Maybe the way that you respond. Whatever it is, let's deal with those things. If we seriously want to go deeper, we need to bring these worldly things before the Lord and ask Him to forgive us of that. And say, Lord, I ask Your forgiveness for me being like a little baby, for being like the world. That if people know You, do they know You to be any different to anyone else? In the workplace, are you different from anyone else? Are you involved in the dirty joke as well? Or do you laugh at it? Or do you How different are you? Is there a worldliness in you? And if there are areas of worldliness, let's bring them to the Lord today, because we want to go deeper. We don't want to say, as children, we're not looking for chocolate milk or strawberry milk or milk, whatever. We want to go deeper into the things of God. And so therefore, any worldly things, we want to deal with those even now. So I want us to pray as we stand to our feet and to examine our hearts. And the purpose of this is not a guilt trip. But this is, we're serious about going deeper in the things of God. And we don't want to allow these worldly things to keep us there and to be have all of those worldly things in our lives. And again, the more that we go deeper in God, the more those things drop off. But they will stop us even going deeper if we're going to hold on to some of those things, hold on to unforgiveness. Unforgiveness, you've got to learn to forgive. It's hard for a baby Christian, but if you're going to grow in the things of God, forgiving should be an easy thing to do. Even when the hard things, yeah, when I say easy, it can be hard, but it's easy because the Lord actually helps you to do that. So let's just pray. Father, we just thank you, Lord, that you've called us to go deeper. And Father, we want to be spiritually led people, Lord, that know your voice, Lord, and hear you, Father. And they hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, Lord. We want to go deeper in the things of Christ, Lord, in whom are hidden all wisdom and all treasures. All the things that we're really looking for, are found in Jesus Christ. And so, Father, I just pray for us, Lord, as we look at our own heart. Lord, if there's any areas of worldliness, Lord, areas of compromise, Lord, areas, Lord, where we just still behaving like a little baby, whether it's worldliness or whether it's jealousy or quarreling, division or whatever it is, or unforgiveness, Lord, or just worldly language, Lord, or reactions or attitudes or whatever it is, Father, Lord, we want to bring them before you now because, Lord, we do want to go deeper with you, Lord. We're not playing games as Christians. Lord, we want to be everything that you've made us to be. And, Lord, we want to know who you are all the more and, Lord, who you've made us to be, Lord. And Father, we just pray, Lord, that all the things that you prepared for us, so we want to walk in every one of those things, Lord. So Father, even in our own hearts, as we examine our own heart now, Lord, we bring these things to you. Lord, your word says that if we confess our sin, you're faithful and just to forgive us of all unrighteousness. And so, Lord, these things that we know that we've got to put away now, we've got to put them away. It's time to put away the little children's toys. It's time to grow up, Lord, and we want to put away those things, Lord, that hold us back, Lord, even as your word says, the sin that so easily entangles us. Lord, we want to put that aside, Lord. We want to put aside those things. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, you know each of our hearts. Lord, you're the one who searches our hearts, Lord, and we bring them before you now, Lord. And, Father, we ask you to forgive us, Lord, of some attitudes that are wrong, Lord, some thoughts that are wrong, behaviors that are wrong, Lord. And Lord, we don't want to have worldliness in us, Lord. We know none of us are perfect, Lord, but Lord, we don't want to have these things holding us back. So Father, help us, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you lead us by your Spirit, Lord. And this day, Lord, we determine we are going to grow up. We're not going to be lovers of milk, Lord. And we thank you for milk, Lord. It's important for the babies. But Lord, we want to go deeper in you, deeper in the things of God. And so, Lord, we pray, Lord, for each person now, Lord, as we position ourselves and say, yes, I'm going to have done with childish things. Even there's a word that says, when I was a child, I thought like a child, I spoke like a child, I talked like a child, but there's a time to be done with childish things. And Lord, we want to be done with childish things now. And so, Father, we just commit ourselves to you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we're in a journey and a process, Lord, that this year you're going to take us so much deeper. And Lord, we want to come, Lord, along that journey, Lord. We want to be deeper with you. And so, Father, we bring these things to you, Lord. We just see them being dealt with, Lord, as we make a decision and a choice every day. I know I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to think like that. I'm not going to have that behavior. So, Father, just help us by your Spirit, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, you don't condemn us. But, Lord, you liberate us, Lord, that we might know life and life to the full. And so, Father, we just thank you now, Lord, for this day and for all you are and all that you have for us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.